on me? It's time to get it checked, boy. You on the sideline, you ain't made the headlines. Now it's time to reject, boy. You bitten on me? What's the topic of discussion? What you talking about? Take your best shot, I'ma take the last shot. I'm Jordan in the clutch, boy. You bitten on me? It's time to get it checked, boy. You on the sideline, you ain't made the headlines. Now it's time to reject, boy. You bitten on me? What's the topic of discussion? What you talking about?
Alrighty, guys, we are live. Another episode of the Auto Bid. I am Andrew Robinson, joined as always by my twin brother Aaron Robinson. And before we introduce today's guest, man, I want to make sure I'm reminding you guys to like this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, man. Give us a rating. Definitely goes a long way wherever you're hearing this, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google. Apple, Spotify, Google. Wherever you get your podcast, man, make sure you guys are tapping in. Definitely goes a long way. That was my guy, Pull Up Tay, on the intro. It's going to be him again on the outro. Make sure you guys are streaming his new music, man. He's one of the best up-and-coming artists in DMV. But today, man, we definitely have a treat for you guys. You know, as DMV guys, you know, me and Ace are pleased to be joined by the two newest University of Maryland Terrapin commits in the class of 2023. Jamie Kaiser and Jonathan Lamote, man. So you guys, man, definitely, first of all, thank you guys for coming on with us, man. And congrats on the commitment to UMD.
Appreciate that. To be on.
Thanks for having us.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, man. So I'm going to start off with the first question, man. I'm obviously going to ask both of you guys this, but we're going to start off with Jonathan since he was the first to commit, you know what I'm saying? Jonathan, for you, man, like, what stuck out about UMD? Why did you decide to stay home? And what about Coach Willard, you know, and his plan for you, you know, made you want to call Maryland home?
What stuck out to me first was the staff. All the coaches from my first visit all met me at the door. I've been talking to Coach Skin for a while since Seton Hall, Ohio State. So I already had that bond with him. But seeing the rest of the coaches really be on board with me, really mess with me in my game. Was really what brought me on, and Coach Willard. I've been watching him for a long time because I got offered at Seton Hall, so I was watching him and just knowing his fast-paced offense, and then he's just a good guy all around. So, and then what else stuck out is Coach Kyle taught the weight room. Like, I see big changes in all the players that he takes in, and I feel like with a good weight system and good on-court with good staff, it'll be good.
How about you, Jamie?
I was getting recruited real heavy to go play football there, but Coach Willard, in his first week was there, he said if I wanted to play both, he would give me a spot on the basketball team, and that meant a lot before he even started recruiting me on just basketball. So right when I stuck to just basketball, he gave me the offer, talked to him like every day. So I just built a relationship, and I got comfortable enough where I was like, you know what, I don't think there's anywhere else I want to go, so I just committed.
Now, I want to follow up on that while we're here, Jamie. Obviously, it's not often you see guys that are, you know, two-sport athletes, but with offers from Power 5 schools. You had offers in football from Maryland, Pitt, Charlotte. I mean, first of all, what made you stick with basketball? And did it ever cross your mind that, all right, you know, I might potentially play two sports, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what was your thought process with that whole situation?
No, I knew that I was going to have to play one because, you know, if I would have played two, I probably would have been a backup in both. You know, you can't burn on both bridges. So I love basketball more. And, you know, I started doing those quarterback meetings, got real boring. So I was like, I think basketball is a sport for me.
Now, you two are two of three commits that you guys have so far in the class of 2023, man. All three of you guys are from the DMV. I'll start off with Jamie, man. I mean, because obviously you recently committed, and just what about staying home at UMD was appealing to you? I mean, like, you guys really have a chance to do something special with the group that you guys are putting together, man. But, you know, for you, what was it about, I guess, staying home and being able to play with these guys in the class that you guys have so far, you know, made it appealing?
Well, I had always gone to games in Maryland since I was in, like, kindergarten, first grade. Growing up, my friends were Maryland fans too, so we'd always go to the games, and it's just a crazy environment, especially back when they're in the ACC. So you know, having the opportunity to play there in front of all my family and all my friends that watched me grow up is just, you can't really beat that. And I had been playing with, me and John played together for a couple of years, and he's a real fun teammate to have. It's real fun. We share the ball a lot, you know, talking. And it's just, I wouldn't want to play with any other people besides him and Deshaun. So that's why we recruited each other. And I think we can click right away, especially since we play with each other since we were so young in the area, and we'll have a bunch of support.
Now, John, for you, obviously, you know, you were the first commit, so you kind of had to jump out on a leap of faith. Then you had to go out and talk to Jamie and talk to Deshaun. I mean, what was your pitch to those two guys, man? Like, what were you telling them over the last, you know, few weeks, you know, trying to get both of them done? You know, and just what was it like kind of being the first guy to really commit to Maryland and get this train rolling?
Before I even committed, Coach Willard asked me what guys I want to play with, and one of the names was Jamie, because he just one of the guys that can play with anybody, any position. It don't matter. We always play the right way, and basically just knowing that people like playing with me. So knowing that if I start the train, it get rolling quick, and just bring the right guys on to have a good team and play together and just make it about winning.
Now, Jonathan, it's one thing to kind of talk about it, you know, because we were asking you, like, who would you want to play with, and you kind of throwing out names, but it's another thing to actually be making it happen to where now you have Deshaun and Jamie locked in the UMD. Like, did you foresee this happening like this? And, I mean, there's rumors that there are some other names that might be coming down with you guys, too. We'll get into that a little bit later, but did you foresee it actually coming together like this where you could have a group of potentially, you know, while you guys already have three, but maybe even more guys that are local guys staying home at UMD? Did you actually think this was possible to pull off?
I did foresee it because while they was recruiting me, they said they was going to bring in a five-man class. So when I came, I knew Jamie was close. He liked the staff and stuff like that. So that was my first guy that I wanted. And then Deshaun, I didn't think we was going to get him right away like that. But as we started talking more and more, he started liking the staff and liking everything that we could bring as a group. With me, Jamie, and Deshaun. So that's what made him. And then trying to get Derek Queen. If he reclasses up, I feel like we have a good chance. We play together. We talk basically every day. And then Kid Mo from PSA Cardinals. He comes on a visit in like 2 weeks. So that'd be a dominant five-man class that I like to play together, and we're going to win some games.
I definitely want to touch on the Derek Queen thing, because I saw him at DMV Live. This is last summer when he was still at St. Francis. I think y'all were playing, I want to say PVI. I don't want to get it wrong, though. It might not have been PVI. It might have been some, like, another WCC team or something like that. But I remember he looked really good. I think this back when he's still a freshman, I want to say. But I mean,
sophomore.
Yeah. What would it mean for you guys, you know, to be able to get that done? Obviously, you and him have a great relationship, man. So, I mean, first and foremost, what do you mean to get that done? And right now, like, what is your pitch to him, man? Like what are you telling him, you know, in the conversations, you know, these days?
My first pitch is, I always talk about Kyle because, he don't really like the weight room like that and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, like, no other college, I feel like has a better weight room system and training staff like us, and just coming in and having a spot to win. Juju going into probably his junior year, so he'll definitely be in the rotation. And I feel like with all five of us, or all four of us, we'll definitely be good with a good big, and then us guards just around the perimeter. So I definitely think he'll fit in.
Now, when we talk about Mo from PSA Cardinals, man, he's actually playing at Putnam Science Academy right now, man. So, yeah. Like I said, man, if y'all need me to make some phone calls, you know what I'm saying? We can might be able to make that happen, you know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Yeah.
Definitely got to ask you, Jamie. You just came off playing in the Elite 24 last week. I kind of wanted to give you opportunity to touch on that experience, what that was like for you going up there and playing in that game. And obviously, like I said, it's definitely some of the best talent in the country in that game. Historically, I mean, there's been some crazy guys that have come through that game. So just what was that experience like for you going up there and having the opportunity to play in the Elite 24?
It was real fun. I always get to go against, you know, a lot of top ranked guys, and it made me real hungry because I wanted to prove myself because, you know, they're all like, they're really high ranked, and I just came in there like a dog, and I think I proved myself, especially in the practices. And then the game was just gravy to me. It was pretty fun. You know, I was able to get out there, get a couple dunks, throw some nice passes, just have fun. But the practices was really eye-opening to me because I thought I did better than I expected to. So I think I just got to keep that up in events like that and just keep proving myself. But I think I put on a good show for the Terps. And I was talking to Derek a lot there too, just about every day. So just picking his brain.
Obviously, this new landscape is very different than the one that Drew and I navigated. We were coming out of high school with the NIL. Obviously, now it's a huge part of recruiting. It's a huge part of, you know, the dynamic here in college basketball. I know for you, Jamie, specifically, I know Indiana is going to have to be really hard. And I know those guys out in the Midwest got some big money to throw, man. I mean, how do you navigate kind of just – trying to figure out, all right, man, who's giving me the most money, and you know what's the biggest basketball fit, and you know where I'll be, you know, the happiest for my college career. Because obviously, I know Maryland, you know, the Big Ten school, but NIL might not match up to Indiana in some ways, man. But you know, what's that like, kind of navigating that whole landscape for you?
Yeah, I don't even think it was close. Those a school like Indiana is crazy when it comes to that. You know, they have a big sit down with you. But to me, it was all about like a fit and playing time, because I know how it feels, you know, come off the bench and not play a lot of minutes before. So, you know, that really hurt me when I was playing, and it made me hungry. So I was like, you know, you could take this, whatever they're giving you. Nothing's guaranteed. You might not play first year, this and that, you know, work your way in, or you can get a spot for Coach Willard's, like, you know, I'll give you some freedom first year, you know, if there's some bumps in the ring, it's a no-brainer, because I knew how I felt before, and I just wanted the opportunity, so I thought it was easy decision for me.
Now, also, Jamie, you made a decision in the offseason to transfer over to IMG. What went into that decision? Obviously, the WCAC is one of the best conferences in the country, you know, when it comes to basketball, when you look at DeMatha and Gonzaga, St. John's, Paul VI, and the amount of talent that comes out of there to Power 5 schools. So, kind of what went into your decision to transfer to IMG this offseason?
Well, Bishop Ironton helped me a lot, not as far as, like, you know, the season, but, like, everything else. I was able to train all the time. My trainer work on my mid posts and ball handling, which is something I need to improve on. But when it came to like the overall environment, I think IMG was going to get me ready for college the best, you know, just based off practice, because we got some studs out here, you know, facing every day. You know, we're in the weight room competing, practice every day. Like, we've been going hard at practice since Sunday. So, I mean, basketball season is until the end of November. So I feel like this is just going to get me ready for college. And that's what my parents thought too. So that's sort of like, That was the best decision for me this year.
Now, Jonathan, for you, obviously, you're a Baltimore guy through and through, St. Francis guy. Obviously, Juju was there now. Obviously, Darryl Morcell went there, Sticks. Even back to like Sean Mosley and Juan Dixon, man. I mean, there's been a long line of Baltimore guys that have had great success at University of Maryland, man. I mean, you know, what does it mean for you to kind of be one of the next guys from Baltimore coming in, man, and playing at Maryland, man, your home state?
It brings a lot. It means a lot. I've been talking to Darryl. We worked out all quarantine, and ever since I committed, he's just been talking to me, giving me tips on college and stuff like that. And then Sean Mosley, we just ran a camp together because he runs out of St. Francis camp. So we just been talking and just coming there with a dog mentality and just trying to earn everything. So. Being from Baltimore, a lot of tough guys came out the city, and I want to be the next one.
Now, I want to ask this question to both of you guys. I'll start with Jonathan, and then we'll go to Jamie. You know, let's play a little game here. And if you guys are able to pull this off and kind of assemble the UMD version of the Fab Five with the, you know, with this five-man class that Coach Willard is trying to bring in, what do you feel like you guys can accomplish at UMD with the five of you guys coming in. Obviously, Coach Willard is entering his first year, so this is kind of a new era. You guys are going to be his first recruiting class that he's bringing in, kind of with the full spring and summer class. Obviously, he was able to bring in Noah Batchelor and a few other guys this spring. But you guys are truly his first full recruiting class that he's going to be able to bring in. And if you guys are able to pull off this, you know, five-man class, I mean, it's going to be something that hasn't really been seen in a while. And, I mean, I'm not sure you guys really know, but in the DMV, there's been a bunch of discourse over the last year, 2 years, 3 years. It's about guys not wanting to stay home, you know, at Maryland and at Georgetown. I'm sure you guys heard about Hunter Dickinson and the comments that he made about the last staff and how allegedly Turgeon didn't recruit him and all these type of things. So if you guys are able to pull up this five-man class and kind of assemble, you know, this special class at UMB, what would that mean to you guys, and what do you think you guys can accomplish? I'll start with Jonathan, and then I'll go to Jamie next.
It mean a lot to me and probably everybody else in Maryland. The staff really put in a lot of behind-the-scenes work. People don't see, like, Coach Skim, Coach Grant, Coach Cox, all them guys. They really recruit you real good and tell you the truth. But with this class, with Jamie, Deshaun, Mo, Derek, if we can get Derek, I feel like we can – definitely be Big Ten champions and then go to the tournament. I got faith in us because we all play winning basketball and whatever it takes to win. So we're young, but I feel like we can still do good things and win championships for sure.
How about you, Jamie?
Like John said, I think we all play the right way. You know, we get guys that can come in and play the right way. I don't think there is a limit. You know, I believe in shooting for the stars, you know, national championship, you know, if not, land on the moon with the Big Ten championship. So I think the sky's the limit with guys that play the right way, you know, with a winning attitude and a good coaching staff. I think anything's possible.
Now, I definitely got to ask, man. Obviously, Maryland is a school, you know, one of the biggest schools, obviously, definitely in the area. But, you know, there's a lot going on there, man. You got the basketball game, the football game. You got RJ Bentley's and Cornerstone down there on Route 1. I don't know if you guys can spend too much time over there. But, you know, just in terms of getting to Maryland, getting to college, getting on campus, man, what are you guys looking forward to most, you know, just going forward and looking at your year in College Park next season?
I'm definitely looking forward to just being in the gym, getting strong, getting faster, getting ready for that season. I'm also looking forward to the football games and build new relationships and have fun, parties, all that. So, yeah, that's basically it. Just enjoying the college experience, not being too hard on myself, knowing that I am a freshman and stuff is going not going my way all the time, but just having the faith and just working hard and do all my mistakes.
What about you, Jamie?
I'm just looking forward to getting the gym. You know, that June, you know, changed my body a lot. So I'm ready for the season, condition and everything. You know, by the time football season comes around, you know, keep working on my craft, have some fun, meet some new people, enjoy the football games. And then by the end of that, just get ready for the season and just be ready. To prove why people think we're one of the top classes. So
now, definitely also got to ask you guys, man. Like I said, if Derek and Mo and them, you know, if those guys are watching right now, what's y'all pitch to those guys, man? Like, if you had to kind of give a pitch to those guys right now, man. What are you saying to them, man? What do you want them to hear about what you guys got going on at UMD? We'll start with Jamie, and then we can go to Jonathan.
If you want to be around the right people, you know, the right environment of basketball, there's no place like it. You know, the whole DMV is like, it's a small world. So, and it's the best basketball here. So you can't escape it. So if you just want to get better at the game, compete at a high level, there's no other place to be.
How about you, John? What's the pitch, man? What's the pitch?
let's assemble the best class. I feel like adding those two would definitely be a top five class, and we definitely going to be one of the top in the Big Ten. So let's work. Ain't too much to be said.
Hey, man. Now my last question for y'all two, man. If Jamie Kyler and Jonathan Moth touch up one-on-one right now, man, who's winning and what's the score?
What you think?
What you think the score gonna be? Listen, man.
I don't know. If I play ace one on one right now, I'm probably getting him out of there like 11-4, 11-3, something like that.
No, you know what I'm never.
No, I say no. If I play ace,
yeah, right,
my brother.
Yeah. Ace. Oh.
you must be a
BB. I'm talking about y'all.
No, I thought you were talking about Ace Baldwin from my school, St. Francis. Oh.
You got Ace killing Drew?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, ask Rick. I was at UMD in the off season. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up there next summer once the season's over. Don't worry about it. Y'all gonna see me. And you could bring Ace too. And we could play two
already.
But it's, you gotta be a tape though. It's not gonna be. I'm about to pick up Jamie or something.
Drew, you already know what I'm about to be on this year, man. You already know what I'm about to be on this year, man. I'm all get back mode this year, man. All get back mode.
You gonna be with Paul George? You gotta get something from his bag.
Yeah, you already know. Hey, I'm in the gym every day, every day.
Hey, make sure y'all tell Rick, man. Make sure when Rick texts y'all, you know what I'm saying, tell Rick. He can't guard me. He never could shoot better than me. You know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all let him know, man. He, you know what I'm saying? He not one of them ones. He be trying to cap.
I got you. Yeah.
So make sure y'all let him know, man, for sure. I think, you know what I'm saying? I had to let that be known on the air in case you listen to this later on, man. But
for sure.
Nah, I mean, definitely want to say thank you guys for hopping on, man. This has been definitely dope. Definitely wishing you guys the best of luck at UMD next year. And then you guys senior season this season at St. Francis and at IMG. Definitely going to be tapped in and following you guys, man. And for all the listeners, man, make sure you guys follow Jamie and Jonathan on their journey to UMD. Hopefully we can get this five-man class. So Derek and Mo, if y'all are listening, you know what I'm saying, let's make it happen. Let's get the DMV back jumping. Let's get Maryland back to the Final Four. You know what I'm saying? Let's make that happen, man. But this has been another episode of the Auto Bid. Make sure you guys are liking this podcast, subscribing to this podcast, and giving us a rating wherever you get your podcast. You're going to be pull up tape on the outro. And until next time, folks. I'm trolling in the clutch, boy. You beating on me. I can tell. It's time to get a check, boy. Check, boy. You want a sideline. You ain't made the headlines. Now it's time to reject, boy. You beating on me. I can tell. What's the topic of discussion? What we talking about? Take your best shot. I'm going to take the last shot. I'm trolling in the clutch, boy. Take.